Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might happen to be on your mind. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. The features there are free, and you can enjoy them all. Everything from the chat room to the webcam to the archives, Shrine of Female Listeners, it's all there. It's all free. Freetalklive.com. Now then, one of the major features of the site allows you to actually influence the stuff we'll talk about on these very airwaves. So the first item we're going to discuss tonight came right from the front page of our website. So you can go to freetalklive.com, get a free account, and you can submit stuff to the website. In fact, if our listeners didn't submit anything to freetalklive.com, there'd be nothing there. So it's thanks to listeners like you for creating the content that keeps bringing people back to the site and getting people involved. And because it's a very listener-oriented, user-oriented site, in that you create the content, other listeners then look at it, and they decide whether they like or dislike it. You can click the plus or the minus button on each item, and then it gets voted up or down, and the most voted up items will make it to the front page and the top of the website.
Voting that actually matters.
Yeah, absolutely. So whether it's a news story or a YouTube video or a blog post, whatever it is you want to bring to the attention of other, presumably, liberty-oriented people, it tends to be our, I would say, the liberty-oriented audience tends to frequent our website. Then that's a good resource for you. Freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's a great resource for us, where I found this story about a bomb-making situation involving a teenage boy. Now, we were both teenage boys at one time. Mark, did you ever make anything go boom as a teenage boy?
I'm probably younger than teenage. I would mix things up that I found in, like, the tool storage area and call them a bomb.
So you weren't specifically making a bomb. You're just pouring things together?
Essentially, but I would call it a bomb.
I
see. But, I mean, motor oil isn't going to blow up, you know? I mean,
I'm glad you didn't make a mistake and, like, accidentally mix something together that could have been poisonous.
Yeah, that would have been, no doubt that could dangerous. Have absolutely have happened, but it did not. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I don't recall making bombs per se, but certainly, I had some friends with some M80s at one point, and there was certainly some level of interaction with things that that exploded. And it's just kind of one of those teenage boy things. So just a quick story here to start things out tonight, and we'll get to your phone calls about anything. But in Omaha, Nebraska, according to KTV7, an Omaha woman has been charged with child endangerment and manufacturing and possession of a destructive device. Now, she has been charged after the police said she let her son make dry ice bombs. Police were called to her home on Saturday on a report of disturbance. Officers found several pieces of exploded plastic bottles and one smoking bottle. Her 14-year-old son admitted to making the explosive devices, and he said his mom knew about them. Police bomb squad detonated the final dry ice bomb.
Oh, God.
They love that stuff.
Well, they have to justify the $500,000 bomb squad big van thing that they bought. So if they don't blow up the... this is Bill Nye the Science Guy stuff. I mean, this is the kind of thing that this would a decade ago or two would have been considered a science experiment.
Yep.
But now since Columbine and 9/11, the whole world's changed.
The boy was charged as a juvenile and has been released from a youth detention center. Martins, his mother, was free on bond. The bombs were made with household products and plastic containers. Police said it doesn't take much to create one of these bombs. YouTube videos...
It doesn't do much either. I mean, it blows up the plastic bottle it's in. It makes some noise.
I don't know. It says here, YouTube videos abound of the bomb's power. One video shows the destruction of a cinder block.
Wow, that's pretty good.
You don't know when they're going to detonate or blow up, and if they are in your hands, you could injure yourself or
absolutely
lose your hand.
You could injure your hands. There's a lot of things that if you use them improperly, they can injure your hands. I mean, think of the destructive power of a lawnmower.
The police sergeant in Omaha's I guess he heads up Omaha's bomb response team, said dry ice explosions always seem to increase around the 4th of July. Neighbors said they heard explosions at the house and called the police. Local neighbor said, "It don't do it right next to the busy street and in a neighborhood where there's a bunch of little kids playing. It's just not okay." So my question for you is, should this woman, his mother, be charged with a crime because of what her son was doing? Is she culpable? Is she responsible?
How old's the boy?
14 years old.
Okay.
Now, she allegedly knew that he was making these bombs. Does that mean she's responsible for his actions? Should a parent in this case the mother, be held responsible for the actions of their teenager? Under what parameters should they be held responsible? Should they only be held responsible if they knew about it? Or should they be held responsible anyway? You know, if your son's out doing blowing things up. Now, it doesn't say he blew up anybody's property here. It sounds like he was setting off dry ice bombs in his front lawn because the cops showed up and they found the pieces there. So he hadn't actually done any damage to anybody. They just arrested him to teach him a lesson. We're going to show you. You better be careful with these things, son. If you don't blow up your hand, we're going to put you in a jail cell. And so I just wonder how people feel about this. Maybe parents out there or people who agree with the cops on this one. Do you think it was appropriate? Should a parent be responsible for the actions of their teenager? Does that also mean a parent should be charged if their teenager is caught drinking? Does that mean, you know, if the parent, let's say they didn't know about it, should they be held responsible for that? How far does it go? If you think they should be held responsible, to what extent? That's my questions.
Well, you know, it depends on what the young person does as to whether or not, I think that there should be any problems. I don't think this little science experiment that this kid was doing mm-hmm. is worthy of any trouble at all. However, I do think that if a parent knows what their kid is doing and they allow them to continue doing whatever it is, that they are responsible for the actions of their child. Don't you?
So you believe the mother should be held responsible in this particular
No,
case?
I believe that this is a silly thing, that the cops overreacted, that mm-hmm. some neighbors are like, oh, there's a loud noise, and, you know, kids could run up there and get hurt, as if kids are going to run up there. I mean, hopefully this there's no evidence that this young man allowed toddlers near his dry ice bombs. And so the musings of one neighbor who thinks that it's okay, no, I don't think that's acceptable.
What you're saying is if the teenager is doing something that is actually wrong and the parent knows about it,
right.
In your mind wrong, then it's
right. So if the young man was out on his front lawn with his mother's permission with a 9mm popping caps into neighbors' windows, mm-hmm. yes, I believe that she has some level of culpability.
1-800-259-9231. So there's several questions here. I mean, how responsible should a parent be as far as legally responsible? How responsible should they be for the actions of their children? Where do you draw the lines and why? Also, this specific incident. Does anybody out there actually think the police response in this one incident where the boy was arrested, where the mom was arrested, boy held in a juvenile detention center, mom brought to jail, process presumably bailed out. But do you think that's appropriate for setting off dry ice bombs and presumably soda bottles? Yeah, plastic bottles here. So I guess the idea is you put I don't know how you make one of these. It's pretty simple from what I understand, but it involves dry ice and somehow the
vinegar or something.
Something like that to where it expands.
Yes,
the air
quickly.
Expands and then poof, pop. You got yourself a nice loud explosion.
Right.
So should that be?
If it wasn't for the bottle itself containing it, there wouldn't be an explosion. There'd
right.
just be kind of like a bunch of frothing and stuff.
Yep, exactly. So is that a problem? I mean, who here that is listening tonight agrees that the police should have gone and arrested these people? Is there actually somebody who agrees with that? Because it just seems so ludicrous. I think your point is spot on about this is a science experiment. This is fun. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything.
It does seem to me that there's a certain sort of, I don't know what to call them. There are some people that just don't like kids and their activities. I mean, kids are exploring the world. They explore it in ways that can be frustrating.
Well, it's not about them not liking kids. I mean, there are people that don't like kids, clearly. But I think in this case, it's about this kind of babying mentality, this keeping children safe from anything possible, rounding
yes,
off all the corners.
But they didn't keep him safe. They threw him in jail. What's safe about that? You know how many kids get beaten up and sodomized in these juvenile detention centers?
By the guards themselves?
Well, and the inmates. I mean, these are dangerous places. He's much safer in his front lawn setting off dry ice bombs than going into the juvenile detention center. You get hurt.
The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. You're also welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind. Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites and a convert for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. It's the Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You can dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are totally free, so enjoy those. And the features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing they are indeed listeners of this program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com, see it for yourself, and lady listeners, you can get involved. Shrine.freetalklive.com.
There are a veritable plethora of purveyors of precious metals all over the AM dial, and what I found when I was first looking into getting precious metals, and this was, I think, back in 2002 or something like that, is it was confusing. I didn't know what all these different coins were that they're proposing to sell. And, you know, many of these companies were wanting me to buy collector's coins because they'd go up faster or something like that. And I really just wanted precious metals in my hands. So go to the mecca of precious metals on the internet. It's gold.freetalklive.com. I have picked out some coins there intended to be A, easy to compare to the other guys, and B, to be simple. These are just coins intended to get precious metals into your hands, not collector's coins or anything like that. There are all kinds over there. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation silver rounds, Montana silver reserves, Walking Liberty halves, and you can check them all out at gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. We started out the show tonight with a story from Omaha where a young man, 14 years old, was making some explosive devices. Well, it turns out what he was making were what they call ice bombs or dry ice bombs. And I did actually look up some of the instructions.
I hate the terminology bomb. I mean, to me, this doesn't really qualify.
It goes
as a,
boom.
It does go boom.
It explodes. It could hurt you if you're holding it in your hand.
Sure. You wouldn't want to hold it next to your face.
That's a bomb, man.
I don't know.
I mean,
bomb.
It's not like an incendiary device, but it's a bomb.
I just don't agree.
So I've got the instructions here. Maybe we'll actually tell you how to make a dry ice bomb here in a little bit. But that's what this young man was doing, and the neighbors called the cops. The cops showed up. They saw a bunch of pieces of exploded plastic bottles and one smoking bottle in his front, what apparently was his front lawn. Then they proceeded, after the 14-year-old admitted to making the explosive devices and said his mother knew about them, they proceeded to arrest him and his mom. And mom has been charged with child endangerment and manufacturing and possession of a destructive device. So there are a lot of questions that surround this for me, and that is, first of all, with this situation, does anybody actually agree that this young man and his mother should have been arrested? Nobody was harmed. They weren't using it to blow up mailboxes or something like that. There was no damage done. It was just having a little bit of fun in the afternoon on a, you know, Independence Day weekend, that kind of thing.
You know, I don't know what the statistics are on how many people, you know, set off dry ice bombs and how many people get injured by dry ice bombs, but I would bet you that far more people, more young people, more 14-year-old males in the United States of America are injured in automobile accidents where their parents are driving than are injured by dry ice bombs. Just because, you know, you don't set off that many dry ice bombs in your life, generally.
What about firecrackers? What about all the other different explplosive devices that are sold entirely legally?
I don't know what state this was in, but there are a lot of states where you can't possess anything as far as fireworks.
Right.
Here in New Hampshire, you can have just about anything. But if we were to travel 100 miles south there in Massachusetts.
Or east.
I don't know what it's like in Vermont. I couldn't say.
Maine. There's a total ban in Maine on fireworks. In fact, as you drive into Maine, there are actually signs on the roadway that let you know that fireworks are prohibited in Maine. It's crazy. So 1-800-259-9231. There are questions that surround this. Does anybody actually agree this young man should have been arrested because he was making some relatively safe bombs on the scale of bombs in his front yard? And also, how far should this go? If you think that this is an appropriate measure for the police to arrest a mother because she happened to know what her son was up to, well, what other things should parents be arrested for if their children are doing it? Shouldn't the children be the ones that are liable for their actions instead of the parents? Let's go to your phone calls. You can take control here. Let's talk first, ladies first, by the way, to Madeline in Tallahassee. Madeline, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WFLA-FM.
Hello.
Hi, Madeline. What's on your mind tonight?
In regards to what the mother had did, first of all, how on earth did her son get a hold of the dry ice? That's what I'd like to know.
Yeah, I wouldn't know where you find that stuff.
Grocery store.
Yeah, besides, I've handled with dry ice before with my dad, and he says that you have to hold it on to with gloves.
Oh, yeah.
Otherwise,
it's incredibly dangerous. The ice itself
otherwise
is very cold.
Otherwise, your hands are practically going to melt.
Yeah, it's, I believe, 100 and something degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
Yeah. So, and not only that, I think that you need to have a license in order to have the dry ice. So
no,
I'm pretty sure that
true.
Is.
No, you can use it for coolers and things like that. I mean, adults can purchase dry ice. I don't know where you get it. I've never purchased
grocery
it in my
store.
Life. But
pretty much any grocery store has it. If you're down in Florida, Publix will sell you dry ice, as I understand it. Any other thoughts for us, Natalie?
I did not know that, to tell you the truth.
There's lots of things in the grocery store that'll kill you, Madeline. That lighter fluid in the for the barbecue.
Yeah,
you want to spray that all
true,
over yourself.
Of course.
So what do you think? Yeah. I mean, do you think that the mom should have been responsible in this case?
Kind of. You know, I'm sort of like 60-40 here. Yeah, I'm kind of mixed, sort of, because if she knew what her boy was doing, then... Yeah, I think that she should be somewhat responsible, especially if she bought him the dry ice.
But did you ever play with fireworks as a child?
Pardon?
Did you ever play with fireworks as a child?
Well, yeah.
Well, should your parents have been responsible, and by responsible I mean thrown in jail, for you playing with fireworks?
No.
Okay. I think we've solved this issue then.
So then you don't think then that this young man's mother should have been responsible for her son's actions?
Yeah, no, okay. She shouldn't have been.
Right, because it really wasn't anything to be responsible.
Arrested,
as far as getting arrested, what?
As far as getting arrested, no, she should not have gotten arrested because her son was playing with those ice bombs.
Well, I would agree with you that the responsibility lies. Say a neighbor comes over and says, "Hey, we're trying to take a nap this afternoon, and these dry ice bombs keep going off. Could you, tell your son to lay off of them until a little later or something?" Then I think you're talking about the mom has sort of a social obligation, a light obligation to be a good neighbor.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call tonight, Madeline. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There's a lot of confusion on this issue here because if the young man is
we're scared. As a nation, we are petrified.
Who's we?
We, the nation, are petrified.
Of what? I'm not petrified.
In general.
Of what?
Everything. I mean, the nightly news has scared the bejesus out of America. Fireworks, rapists around every corner, the things that can hurt you. Watch out, your vehicle's accelerator might stick in the on position.
Do you think the Omaha Bomb Squad is going to go around tomorrow night and start arresting anybody who's got teenagers setting off fireworks in front of their home?
I think fireworks, they're probably just more common, so it's less likely they'd go after them.
Right, because this seems less dangerous than the average bottle rocket. 1-800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's the live Saturday edition of the program, and as usual tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. So, again, freetalklive.com. Some of the features include our news updates. You can go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up, and it's free. You can sign up for either our email updates or Twitter or Facebook. You can follow us in either of those places and get the latest about Free Talk Live when it happens. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up.
Today, businesses, banks, healthcare providers, landlords, utilities, and educational institutions are plagued by a burgeoning rate of consumers that have failed to pay their bills. You may believe that this debt only affects those industries and businesses. However, when people don't pay their bills, all customers pay the penalties, which are manifest through increased prices everywhere. So, if you have or know of any businesses that require assistance with collections, tell them to call SACL CAI for a no obligation, no cost proposal. SACL CAI, they reposition companies to zero in on principal operations and regain their financial foundation. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
14-year-old boy arrested along with his mother after being found guilty, I suppose, by the cops.
The trial
hasn't happened yet, but the cops decided that they should be arrested after finding the boy in his front yard with some exploded plastic bottles nearby.
You are right that the way the legal system works here in America, now the onus has been placed upon the defendants. The people that are supposed to be guilty, or innocent until proven guilty, have the obligation, the onus placed upon them to defend themselves, and it costs money. So the police come, they make a decision as to what to do with this young man, and then they arrest him, and it doesn't cost the police officers anything except, you know, their time, and they're getting paid for that on the clock. But now the mother and the son have to defend themselves by hiring lawyers and all that other stuff, or bend over and take it from the government, which is what most people do.
Well, and the young man did admit to making the explosive devices, which is one of the things you want to make sure you do when the cops come talk to you, is not talk to them. Because when you talk to the police, you basically will set yourself up to be arrested. They, when they are talking to you, are not your friends. They are looking to make an arrest. They are looking to find somebody that they can put in handcuffs and put into a cage. That's their purpose in interviewing you and asking you questions. So if this young man had just either not come outside, or maybe he was outside, just walked inside, or refused to answer the questions of these police, refused to even talk to them in the first place, it's likely that neither he or his mother would have been arrested in this case. Because he essentially convicted his mom right there on the spot. by saying, oh, yeah, I did those. I made those bombs, and my mom helped. You know, she bought the dry ice or something like that.
Right, and when you say bombs, these are, I just don't like the term bomb when you're talking about dropping some dry ice and vinegar or whatever into a plastic
bomb. It's not vinegar, actually. According to dangerouslyfun.com, dry ice is a solid carbon dioxide at normal atmospheric pressure and temperature. It sublimates, that is, changes directly from a solid into a gas, mm-hmm. resulting in a tremendous increase in volume. So what happens if you put dry ice in a closed container? Well, pressure quickly builds up and the container explodes. You can actually quicken the process by adding water to it as well. So basic process is you break up the dry ice into small chunks that'll fit through the neck of the bottle. You can insert a bunch of them into the bottle, and then adding more chunks will make your bomb explode faster, but not necessarily with more force. Make sure to use gloves to protect your hand, as dry ice is incredibly cold, negative 109.3 degrees Fahrenheit, and can cause frostbite very fast.
Oh, yeah. This is bad, bad, bad for your skin. If it touches your skin, you're going to lose that little chunk of you.
You pour in enough water to cover the dry ice, which speeds up the sublimation process. Quickly cap the bottle and toss it somewhere safe, away from yourself and anything else living. Wait for the bottle to explode. Generally, it will take 10 to 30 seconds, but could take longer. Be very careful about approaching or touching a bottle that hasn't exploded because it could go off.
Yeah, these plastic bottles can—they inflate far beyond their normal size. It's amazing to see them go.
Some have suggested that in order to give yourself a little bit of extra time, you could squeeze some air out of the bottle before you add things to it.
Yeah, they collapse.
Yeah, so that way you can watch it expand as the gas is expanding inside. So there you go. That's how you make a dry ice bomb. Let's go to your phone calls here, because there are a bunch of different issues in play as far as should this young man and his mother have been arrested at all. No one was damaged. There weren't any property. No property was destroyed. Just some neighbors maybe slightly annoyed with some explosion sounds. But it's the 4th of – I mean, it's the Independence Day weekend. Now, this happened last weekend, but still, it's they say that these things happen more often, or, you know, the week or two surrounding.
I live out in the country. My neighbor's been shooting off something that goes boom for the last week.
And, so no victims,
God bless him.
No crimes, how I feel. But I'm wondering how you feel about this. Plus, how liable should a parent be for the actions of their child? 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to John in Maryland, listening to WGMD FM. Hello, John. John, Maryland, going once. John in Maryland, going twice.
How you doing, Bob?
Hey, there he
John,
is.
John, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. Just a quick comment on this. I'm not trying to sound like the bad guy here, but I kind of completely agree with the police officers, mainly just on the child endangerment charge. I mean, kid's 13, 14 years old. This is a harmless science experiment, as you're saying, but he's doing it by himself and unsupervised. I think the mother, if she was there watching this and supervising it, no problem.
But why does a 14-year-old have to be supervised? I mean, a 14-year-old is a young adult.
Right, at 14, I had a motor scooter and a job.
Yeah, how many bad decisions have 13 or 14-year-olds ever made?
How many bad decisions have you made at 40 or whatever?
Oh, God, I hope I'm not 40 yet.
How many bad decisions did you make at 30?
Exactly. I mean, everyone's going to make bad decisions. I mean, last week I watched a guy, hold a firecracker too long, and he was in his 40s.
That's
and,
a bad idea.
Hurt his hand real bad. But I'm just saying.
Where's his mom? Let's arrest his mom. She let that guy out of the house.
at that age, you kind of think, like, okay, it's a harmless thing, but, hey, throw a couple rocks in there, maybe a couple rusty nails, and all of a sudden you've got flying explosives.
Well, sure. We're not talking about anybody blowing up the family car here. We're talking about a kid doing a science experiment. Yes, he could have done a variety of things. He could have found a kid down the street and duct taped this thing to him, and then you would have an entirely different scenario.
He could have put it in a glass bottle, and then you would have had shrapnel. Right. It's a serious danger. But he didn't. It was plastic bottles, and he was doing it safely. And for all you know, his mom showed him how to do this. For all you know, she came out and said, okay, well, here's how you do it. And then she went back in to make some dinner as her son, who she trusts as a young man, a responsible young man, to make his own bombs by himself. I mean, why can't a parent and a their teenager come to a conclusion like that? I mean, can you leave your 14-year-old son alone with a BB gun, or do they have to be supervised every single moment?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a matter of opinion, of course, but I mean, in my opinion,
that's what I'm asking here, though. I had a BB gun at the age of, I got it at 10
or something.
Yeah, and I don't know what the proper age is to, I would love somebody to tell me what the proper age is to start giving a BB gun to a kid. I don't know, but I think it was like 10 or 12 or something like that. So I had a BB, I had a projectile weapon at 10. I had a motor scooter at 14, a job at 12. I don't think that it seems to me that a 14 is really an adult that we don't let act like one.
Yeah.
Well, I understand your point, too. But, you know, I think a lot of times that if the parents are involved, the children will have more of a, you know, or even young adults will see, you know, the responsibility, you know, involved. And, you know, I just think that's just a little too young, in my opinion.
Okay, but that's just it.
Right, and what about the arrest?
You're right. You may have an opinion, but your opinion shouldn't interfere with my life with my children. Your opinion about what is or is not appropriate as far as how I teach my kids what they can do and what they can't do should not come into play, because your opinion in this case was the opinion of the men with the guns who came and took both this, the son and her and his mother into
right.
custody.
In 1984, my dad gives me a BB gun. Should he have been arrested?
No.
No, he shouldn't. But a mom giving a letting a 14-year-old do a science experiment in the front yard should.
See, now I feel like I'm completely wrong. You guys are good.
We're good at this. This is what we do. And the idea is to show people that a philosophy of personal responsibility. Because Americans have had their responsibility sucked away from them and given to guys, supposedly, who are our moral superiors, but in fact are largely people that had a tough time making it through high school.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you and your thoughts at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Changing hearts and minds tonight here on Free Talk.
I was mean on the cop thing. Some police agencies decide to hire people that didn't do so well on IQ tests. Others only hire police officers that have college degrees. So it really depends where you are and what their policies are. But, you know, in the case of these police officers, I feel they made a poor decision.
Yeah,
and I think it's because it's the babying of America.
Yep, that's exactly what it is, the childification of America. These are young adults who, in any other time, you know, hundreds of years ago, would have been considered adults. They'd have been getting married and having children at that age. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live, Saturday edition. Take control. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zimpax, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. Add up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Notorious space pirate Phoebus Crumb had retired to a frontier world, only to see it destroyed by raiders. Now, Crumb is given a new ship, a new crew, and a dangerous new mission. Infiltrate deep within enemy territory and destroy a deadly dreadnought that threatens the balance of galactic power. Follow the illustrated adventures of L. Neil Smith's Phoebus Crumb online now at bigheadpress.com/PK.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct. Wholesale pricing.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up. You get perks, too, like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcast, and more. Get all the details, sign up, amp.freetalklive.com, and thank you in advance to everybody who will be doing that. And thank you to everybody who has done so in the past. amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a situation out of Omaha, but this could be any town, USA, where the cops decided to arrest a young man, 14 years old, decided to arrest him for exploding ice bombs in his front, dry ice bombs in his front lawn, which essentially is putting little chunks of dry ice in a 2-liter soda bottle and adding some water in there and then putting the cap on and throwing it. And then it goes boom because of
dry ice you can buy in the grocery store, water you get from the tap,
right,
plastic bottles that you get out of your recycling bin.
And when the cops came up, they asked the young man if he had done this, and he admitted to it, which was a big mistake. And
well,
then
a 14-year-old isn't. For one, this kid didn't really do anything criminal,
right.
But a 14-year-old shouldn't be expected to know how to deal with the police. If you're going to hold
that.
The parent responsible for the child, then what you're saying is the child is a child, and if it is a child, then the child shouldn't be, the police shouldn't be asking him, because he's not competent to be dealing with law enforcement officers in the first place.
Well, the police will ask whoever they want, whatever they want.
I understand. They do whatever they want to do, but the logically consistent position is if the parent and the police officers arrested the woman,
yeah.
If the parent is responsible for the child's behavior, then that means the child is not responsible for their own behavior.
Oh,
that
they arrested him too.
I understand what they did, Ian. I'm just saying that he's logically not responsible if the parent is responsible. And so, therefore, if he's not responsible, the police shouldn't be able to ask an irresponsible person a bunch of questions.
That's theory world, because
I understand.
The police are going to ask whoever they want, whatever they want. And, the police are trying to put people in handcuffs, and they did successfully do that. So the questions at hand here are, was this appropriate for the police to be arresting the young man in the first place, or the mother in the first place? But when nobody had actually had a legitimate complaint against their property, he wasn't going and sticking these bottles in people's mailboxes or anything like that. And also, if you believe that parents should be responsible for the actions of their children, to what extent? How far? Where do you draw the line? What is it that a child should be able to do without their parent being responsible for it? How can a parent be responsible for everything that their children do?
I tend to think that the parents bear some responsibility for things that their children do with their knowledge, especially on their property. Now, I don't think in this particular instance that you were talking about anything logical here, that they should be held responsible for. I'm just saying that if the kid is doing something with their parents' yep. knowledge on their property, then they're responsible to some extent. I.e., if the kid has a BB gun, he's shooting out the neighbor's windows from the front lawn.
And dad doesn't stop it.
And dad doesn't knows it and doesn't stop it. Then I think dad ought to be writing a check.
That makes sense. But in this case, there was no damaged property on anyone's part.
No.
So let's go to your phone calls here and see what you think. Lloyd is in Tampa listening to WFLA. Lloyd, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Lloyd.
Hello there.
Hey, you're on the air.
Nice talking to you.
Hey, sir. What's on your mind?
The kid with the carbon dioxide bomb.
Yes, sir.
You know, if it'd been me when I was his age, I would probably have been arrested for a handful of charges. My parents were probably more than that.
What do you say,
we
though?
Did.
What did you
and
do?
I'm not talking about, you know, we used to get slag from a settling plant near us. It'd come out and harden and get into cakes. We cut out a big chunk of cake, and six or seven of us kids at times, one time, a couple, 10, 15, we'd go out in the woods, in the middle of nowhere, one place, 30 miles from the last paved road, and we camp out for 10 days, 2 weeks without an adult with us. One charge.
Wow.
No, wait, what were these cakes that you were getting from?
We had a rifle with us to get on game with.
No, wait.
All caliber rifle.
What kind of cakes were you getting from the acetylene plant?
Slag. It's the stuff that comes off the acetylene plants.
What is that?
It's toxic stuff that comes out of them.
And what do you do with it?
In the old days, it used to cake up. You cut out a cake with a little bit of water. It was just like a dry ice.
Nice.
It would build up pressure rapidly, and boom.
So you guys would go out camping. You'd bring some bomb-making materials out.
We'd
and you'd blow some stuff up.
With us, and we'd fish for a while. We'd hunt, what have you. But when we got to the point, the belt lines started getting tight, and we weren't getting anything. We'd go down to the local river coming by near a spring, and we'd take a bottle and a little bit in it, a little bit of water in it, wait till a big fish come around, go in next to the big fish, boom, pick the fish up.
And dinner would float right to the surface.
We'd dive down, pick up the debris from the, because we use glass bottles, we'd pick up the debris and make sure nothing was left in the water. No problems.
That's great. So that's a great story.
It was possible back then. People trusted them.
I think I'm going to go camping this weekend. I mean, Lloyd, you made it sound like so much fun. I'm going camping this weekend.
Well, it was plastic bottles.
But about once a month, the cops show up, you know, one state policeman usually, sometimes a county. They'd show up, you know, check on us and all, make sure we're okay.
Wow.
No problems. All of us were underage.
And the cops would show up and they would see you with guns and stuff like that, right?
They saw us with guns. Going to be right in plain view. No problems. They didn't care.
Doesn't it bother you? Looking back on what you were able to do with no issues whatsoever with law enforcement,
now look at this person on their own private property. Looks what happens.
Isn't it sad? Isn't it just pathetic? And it really comes down to this childification of America where children, young people are kept as childlike as possible for as long as possible. The system refuses to allow them to have any opportunity to really grow into adulthood. They're shielded from those opportunities. You can't get a job until X. You know, you can't legally drink until Y. You can't do this. You can't do that. If you get a job, you have to have this amount of time off. During the day, you have to, et cetera, et cetera. The regulations just go on and on. And now young people are considered children basically right up until their mid-20s.
Right. With us, by the time you were 6 or 7, you were considered old enough to make decisions. And by God, it better be good decisions, but you were responsible for them. And by the time you were 12 or 13, you were almost treated as an adult as far as, you know, things you could do.
Who was it that got married at 13? Was it Loretta Lynn, Mark?
I think so.
Yes, she did.
Yeah. So it just...
That's
just...
somebody I know there. Not
Thanks.
Know, but I know of her.
Yeah. Lloyd, great call. I thank you for making it tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I was just talking to my neighbor. He lives within walking distance, barely. We've all got some property where I live. And he was telling me about what it was like when he was going to school. He would carry a gun over his shoulder going to school because it was a good hike to school. They didn't have, you know, he didn't have any kind of transportation. He walked.
Bears and stuff around, too.
But he was looking for dinner. You know, he would bring whatever he shot back. I don't know what happens if you shoot it on the way to school. I have no idea. Did he skip school that day, just bring it back? I have no idea. It's the next question I'm going to ask. But I think I remember, and I'm only 39, I think I remember kids having guns in their gun racks at school when I was there. I may be wrong on this one. It might be a little fuzzy, but I know this guy. He used to hunt on the way to school. There was a place at school to put his rifle, and this was a common situation for young men and, you know, going to this one-room schoolhouse.
But now you can't even have young people making decisions for themselves. You can't decide if you want to blow up a plastic bottle in your mom's front lawn with her permission. You can't decide if you want to have sexual interactions with other teenagers or people that are older. I mean, you've got to be 18 years old in order to even have any kind of sexual interactions with somebody else. And so as a result, they've been charging teenagers with sex crimes, with manufacturing child pornography for taking pictures of one another. I mean, it's crazy.
It absolutely is insane when they find, you know, a 14 and a 15-year-old having sex and charge them both with, you know, sex with a minor. It's crazy.
Kids are going to fool around. You know, you can think whatever you want about kids and having sex. I mean, I generally agree that it's a bad idea for kids to have sex because things will happen. Mistakes will be made. Babies will, you know, pregnancies will occur. So I don't think it's the smartest thing to do necessarily, and I don't think kids are always going to make the best and the brightest decisions. But on the other hand, I think it's ludicrous to believe that there's anything criminal about it,
right,
or that there's anything wrong.
Sure. Let the consequences be the consequences.
Yeah, a baby is a big enough consequence.
They're going to learn. Right. That's the problem. I mean, do I really need to pay to throw this kid in jail that I don't know, that I don't really want to throw in jail? Because that's the problem.
Who had sex with somebody who consented?
Right. That's the problem with the whole legal system. First, you've got the people being victimized by the system. There's no victim in so many of these crimes out there. Then they're victimized by the police. And then I'm victimized by the system itself because I have to incarcerate them.
And then they pat themselves.
And it's not like they actually got a trial. They all plead out. The system, the way the system works is they pile charges on these people, so they don't actually have one incident, one crime. They have one incident and 20 crimes, so they're facing, everybody who goes is facing 10 years, so they of course plead out rather than actually facing a jury of their peers and finding out what they really did, and society is worse for it.
Yeah, but the government guys and the do-gooders, if you will, pat themselves on the back as though they've protected somebody from something, and really they're just protecting young people from becoming adults. That's really what's happening here. And I think it's incredibly dangerous and destructive. More coming up. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts are welcome. Hour 2 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.